Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, somebody wants to know if they're the jerk for wanting their boyfriend to get a tattoo. Hold on.
They want their boyfriend to get a tattoo.
Yes, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Allie and DZ, I have a moral dilemma, so I'm writing in. I'm wondering if I'm the jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo. My boyfriend and I have been together almost 7 years.
Okay.
And have a 3-year-old.
Okay, so y'all together.
He's got a daughter with his ex, and he has the daughter's name tattooed on his arm. Oh, sorry, Ebony's in here, one of our regulars. You're talking, the mic ain't on you, huh, mama?
Oh, sorry.
So,
producer
she says,
DZ was not ready.
I've asked him multiple times if he's going to get one for our son, and he just won't answer. He blows me off or ignores it, but it really bugs me that he has one for his kid from his previous relationship and not a child, not a tattoo from ours.
Interesting. Well, I mean,
so
okay.
I feel like he doesn't have the same dedication if he doesn't get a tattoo for our kid.
Huh.
Am I the jerk for wanting my boyfriend to get a tattoo of our kid's name?
That's a weird place to put, you know, so much energy into.
Well,
because he doesn't have a tattoo, now he doesn't love his kid as much, right? Essentially, is kind of what she's feeling like, right?
Or doesn't love that kid, their kid,
the
as
same
much
amount
as his other one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how she feels.
Yeah, that's a little strange. That's a little strange, yeah.
I mean, what do we think? Is she the jerk for asking it? He already's got one from the other kid. Why wouldn't he get this kid on his body?
I mean, maybe he's not ready. He didn't find the reason.
He's not, the kid's not. And he's first, a dad forever. It's not going anywhere.
The kid will be his kid 10 years from now. Why does it matter? First off, this is this man's skin. Okay? Let the man, and you know I'm not normally, let the man.
She's like defending the man. She's
let
like, I can't
the man
it.
Pick when he's going to do it and if he's going to do it. That don't mean that he don't love his baby less.
And it doesn't mean he's not planning something, right?
Because
you could get different tattoos just because you got one kid's name. Doesn't mean you're going to get the next kid's name. Maybe you want the next kid's footprint or something, or like a drawing that they did, right? Or you're waiting until they can sign their own name, and then you're going to have them write it and then tattoo it. I don't know.
And first off, we don't even know the trauma behind the first tattoo
of his kid. It doesn't
matter.
Morgan said he's got a kid. He's got a tattoo of his first kid, and we've been together 7 years. We have a 3-year-old, and he won't get our kid's name tattooed on him, and I'm upset about
it. I'm curious as to why he won't. If he won't,
maybe
then he's
asking.
Got a reason, right? Right. I mean,
maybe he doesn't think it's his.
Pressure.
Oh. Okay, I made that up.
Dear Maury.
He's retired.
Except for dog DNA tests.
But now, you know, I love me some tattoos, right? Like, I got no problem with grabbing and putting something on my body that symbolizes my love and affection for somebody in my life, especially if they're my children, right? So I do understand why the mother's going to go, hey, if you do like tats, why haven't you gotten something for our kid? Not to say that it's jerky that I want you to, but I would love to see something on your body as my person that symbolizes our kid and our love. I think she's misplacing it, but I hear where she's coming from as far as going, I'd like a representation of you, me, and us in the form of that baby. Somewhere on you.
Then put it on yourself first.
Why
you see monkey do? She hasn't done it yet. Get matching tats, whatever.
Maybe she already has one. I don't know.
But
she
the thing, okay, I'm tatted right now.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I got something of my dad on me. I don't got nothing of my mom. I don't got nothing of my kids.
Ebony, why not?
Well, because...
Why only mom and not dad?
No, I got my dad on me.
Oh, dad and not... Why
because
dad?
My dad gave me the best quote in the world. Oh. Failure is not an option.
I remember that.
And... until I can muster up some quotes from my mom and everybody else, I'll figure that out. But that doesn't mean that I love my mom any less.
I'm looking at you as you're talking about a serious topic with a flashing Mickey Mouse ears on. It's so hard. It's a little distracting.
I'm so sorry, but I'm not taking them off.
Well, you look hysterical right now. But thanks for coming in. Ebony is one of our regulars. This is hysterical. Yeah. Okay, so you say jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on her?
I think I'm saying not the jerk. You know,
she's
not the jerk for wanting him to get it tatted, right? I think, yeah, you should represent your family, represent the kids. And if your girl, your wife, whatever partner has already expressed, like, hey, why don't you got something for our kids? And you don't have a valid reason as to why you don't, why don't you?
Why do I need a valid reason? Why can't say because I just don't want one?
Well, you
right
can,
now.
Destiny.
That's what I'm saying. So let dude be dude. It would make me feel like you care for our kid less.
Destiny says jerk then. She's like, it's his body. Yeah. I feel like you said jerk too, Ebony.
No, I'm saying.
His body, his choice.
Look,
so jerk for making him get a tattoo or wanting
with her in this kid actively every day 7 years.
True.
The other baby mom they're not together.
Fair.
So he has his son or his baby on him because maybe he's not always around that kid. So he's carrying that kid with him.
I like that.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, maybe he didn't want the first one either.
Maybe the ex forced this tattoo and now he's going, not again.
Oh my gosh.
Angela and Franklin texted it and said, she's the jerk. He'll get one when he has his idea and is ready.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I do feel that.
Thank you.
But nothing in the baby's three?
Oh, Whitney and Racine said, I have three kids. Only one of them's tatted on me. Oh, you like that one better?
You only love one of your babies, Whitney. You only love one of your babies.
My sister's the same way.
Ooh! Are we just calling everybody out? This is everybody's jerk.
Is she the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on him? We'll talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So it's a special edition of Am I the Jerk today. She wants to know if she's the jerk for wanting her boyfriend of 7 years to get their kid's name tattooed on him because he already has his other kid's name tattooed.
Yeah, they got one kid from a previous relationship, right?
Yep.
And the kid they share, he doesn't have tatted.
No, the kid, yes, correct.
Right,
he has
right.
the one from his previous. Yes.
Got
so
it.
Destiny and Ebony are in here. Two of our regulars, they came by to drop off gifts and say hi. Well, Ebony dropped off gifts.
Hi.
Destiny was the gift, she said.
Destiny says, I am the present.
Dude, that was all her presents.
She even put on lights around her body. Okay, so the question is, are they the jerk for wanting their boyfriend to get a tattoo, Morgan? I think we should start with caller number one, who has a great Notorious B.I.G. theme song.
Oh.
Her name is Lala. Yeah. She's married to Destiny.
Call 5 days in a row.
Oh, it's your wife, Destiny.
Buenos
dias.
Her face is red right now.
Yep, her face is red right now.
Why does she always get my theme song?
Because she's
she's cooler than you. Because she's cooler than you.
She's the hot one in the relationship.
Amen.
I love you, Destiny. I'm kidding.
That was good for real.
Lala, seriously, good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you know your wife was here today?
Of course.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. No problem. Is Morgan the jerk for wanting to get her boyfriend to get this tattoo?
Listen, she's not the jerk for asking, but he's the jerk for not giving her a reason. Why is he trying to dodge it. The subject every time she asks.
I feel that.
You know, there's some in there. You know, she's not the jerk for asking,
Because I didn't hear at any point in time
a legitimate reason or him saying, "Hey,
exactly.
I'm waiting." We threw all these out saying, "Maybe he's waiting. Maybe he's this." That's why I went, "No, actually,
he could have said something. You know, like, honey, I'm trying to wait for the right time, this and that." But no, he keeps dodging it. So what's the real reason?
Yeah. Why is he genuinely.
Mm-hmm. I got to talk to the mailman first to make sure it really isn't his.
Bye, Destiny. We just can't hang up on you.
The paternity theory was mine, Destiny.
You're dropping off more than your W-2s.
Oh! All right. Yo. Love you.
Love you. Bye, babe.
Bye, love you.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
Bye, kids.
They're like, what's mom doing on the radio
right now?
Wait
a second. Does mom work there?
We're going to go. So, wait. Lala said, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
She said something shady's going on.
I mean, it's a random why.
Go to Helen in Milwaukee. We'll pull her up. She is not a regular, but she is welcome. Hi, Helen.
Good morning, Helen.
Well, good morning. I'm not a regular like caller, but we listen to you guys every day.
Oh, you a regular listener, dog? Every that counts
day.
Just
You're
as much.
What the hell, Helen?
Where by Helen, that counts. That counts.
And you know,
buenos dias.
Buenos días.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Aww. That's right. Feliz Navidad.
If you listen every day.
All that.
What?
There's so much going on. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. There's so much.
Listen, we want to know if this girl is the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get the tattoo of their kid's name.
Well, I don't think he's a jerk. I think, I don't know, it's both ways. I don't like calling people jerks, but.
Well, you got it.
You
this
got
is
to
Am I the Jerk, Helen. Yeah. Come on, you got this.
Okay, so then she's a jerk, jerk because I have six kids, and I only have my oldest three's name on me.
That's why she can't call. She's busy.
For real, though. So that's why I can only listen. You know, my hands are full. But I do listen.
Right now.
Wait, this is a great person to have on because you said you only have three of the six tatted. Why? Mm-hmm.
Because when I got my older ones, it was the younger, dumber me to where, like, you know, I got it when I was drunk, and my sister's like, "Oh, I'm trying to learn how to, you know,
tattoo whatever."
You regret it,
so you're like, "Do the name."
Back then, she's
like, "It's free. Just let me try it." I'm like, "Okay, well, I have to get drunk though because I'm not good with pain."
And that's why you don't want another one because you had a bad experience the first time. No wonder you don't want another one.
Well, and you get a kitchen tap from the fam, and then you grow up and go, maybe that wasn't the right idea. I don't know. No, kitchen.
Drunk, I
meant prison.
Drinking mezcal and I was like, okay, just do it. And then I regretted it. And she was like, you almost fainted with the one on your wrist. I'm like, yeah, I'm never doing it again.
Well, you're a good example because
I'm not doing it.
You're a good example, Helen, because you're saying, look, I did it. And the reason I would not do the next three is because I regretted it. So that's a valid reason.
So she didn't have no respect.
I'm grown and mature.
Things different for different reasons. So he might have a reason. He just, I don't know. She might not like the reason, but sometimes you just don't want to hurt your partner.
Helen, your kids are in the background yelling, Mom, get
us tatted now.
You got six kids. Go
you
get them, girl.
Helen still said jerk.
I'm teasing. No, you're awesome. I don't know how you take care of six kids. That's impressive. Helen.
I'm a stay-at-home mom. Thank you.
Hey, girl.
Husband. He's the one who works, so I keep it down at home.
Salute to both of y'all, man. It's a full-time job each way.
Well, Helen, thanks for calling. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Love.
Bye.
Peace.
Last but not least, he's a regular, and he's got his own theme song. Destiny and Ebony, you guys have not met him yet. Mike is in Waukesha.
Mike.
You guys will love Mike. He's great.
Do we really got to talk to Mike in Waukesha?
Yes, we do.
Get him on the line.
He's like Roger. He's one of those people that just shows up with everything.
He's always around, and he's always, he's always got good points.
And he calls his wife Bulldog, which we love.
Hey.
I don't
even want to know how she got that.
Hey. She doesn't want a puppy. She want a big dog.
Put that on the radio waves.
And enter Mike. What up, big dog?
Mike, Ebony, and Destiny are here. You'll meet them at our private regulars party next month that you'll all get invited to. Welcome.
Yeah, what's going on? It's so loud. I'm out on the end of the line. It's like, man, there's so many people. I want to be there, too. I feel like I got FOMO.
Join the party, baby. You win.
You can come to the party, Mike.
We need to find that five. Come on.
Come on. We need more help.
Hell, I'm self-employed. I'll just drive on down there. Right now, whatever.
He said, I am the boss. I got time.
Mike, we wouldn't say no at this point. We've let everybody else in.
He might swerve in that corner. You never know.
All right, Mike. Is she the jerk for wanting her boyfriend to get their kid's name tattooed on her? On him,
I'm going to say she's the jerk. Mm. She's not a jerk for the tattoo part, but for trying to force him into getting it. Maybe he's got a reason. I think that's why she's the jerk.
Mm. Wow.
No, and I agree with the other caller that was just on. First of all,
Helen.
Six kids, hats off to you. Forget, I can't do that. My daughter, my daughter, she's my stepdaughter. I call her my daughter. I met her when she was four. She was so easy. Like, this kid thing's easy. Had my son, got a vasectomy right after. Like, this ain't easy.
He said, we're done.
One's easy. You got two. Never mind.
Kudos to her. Kudos to her.
Aww.
But. Yeah, like, I mean, I think you got to think about a tattoo, because I got two of them when I was younger. I'm like, this is sweet. I'm 18. I'm getting a tattoo. They're dumber than Get Out. And I'm like, well, we're on there, and like Bulldog even gives me a hard time about it, and I'm like, man, okay. Like,
nobody, listen, nobody told you to get the Wu-Tang tattoo on yourself, man. Nobody said you had to.
That's the best one.
Nobody said you had to.
Mike, Jen in Vegas texted in, and she said she listens in Vegas on the Odyssey app. She's from here. She said 100% agree with Lala. She's not the jerk for asking him to get one, but what is his reasoning for not getting it? Their son will notice someday that his sibling's name is on dad's body and his name isn't. I hope he has answers for his son that doesn't hurt his feelings. Dang.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl child?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it matters.
Well, maybe maybe it does matter, because maybe he's going to be a young man one day, maybe dad wants to get a tattoo with him.
I'm just going
to
say that.
If he's waiting for it to be that.
Yeah, what if he's waiting? Like, check this out.
Well, boys do a lot of dumb things, Ebony. That doesn't make it.
Well, dang.
I forgot. I knew he was in here. My bad.
You don't care about that.
I said that out loud. My bad.
Sorry,
no, okay.
And, you know, this lady, I cracks me up because I'm into, like, watching, like, crime movies and, like, you know, prison movies and stuff like that. And I'm thinking about this lady. I'm picturing her in my head, like, she's playing like she's in the clink or something like that. Like, you're going to get this tattoo or else, you know. And it's like, yeah, take it easy. Take it easy.
They've been together for 7 years. They have a 3-year-old. She wants to know why that kid's name isn't tatted yet.
Well, I think there's a lot of problems. I think we need a revisit from her email. She needs to send you guys another one, because if they've been together 7 years, they have a kid, why aren't they married, too? Is this fella got like a
kid? No. You're not going to pressure people into getting married in 2025.
If we're pressuring into tattoos.
Look, our boss is a perfect example of two kids happily, and they're like, we are completely content, because why get married? We already are. Like, you know, you don't have to be married to be together.
Name and taxes.
And sometimes religion. That's the only other reason. A lot of times it's religion. I can understand that, you know.
Yeah, but maybe she said, hey, let's get married. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. So she's like, okay, get this tattoo. He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Fine, get a tattoo then. Mike, get out of here,
bro. Ring finger. There you go.
I don't know.
Mike, we love you. Thanks for calling, all right?
Okay, I'll say love you, too, because I remember at the food drive, you were like, say love you, and you yelled at me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's going to kill me.
Mike wouldn't say love you.
He got weird. He got uncomfortable. Well, I was trying to sit on his lap and tell him I love him. You know how it happens.
It'd be the boundary thing.
I'll take the lap dance next time, DZ. It's all good.
Thank you, Poppy. Love you. Love you, man.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Boundary. Merry Christmas.
You too, man. Happy New Year, all that good stuff. Be safe, be merry,
Yeah.
Love, man. Bye, Mike.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Bye. All right, so it's utter chaos in here. We have Ebony and Destiny, two of our regulars who stopped by because it's the holiday season and we don't care anymore. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Whippa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.